very special Shabbos. This Shabbos we have, besides Parshas Tazria, we have Parshas HaChodesh and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, three Sifrei Torah. The only three times in the year they connect to three Sifrei Torah. Parshas HaChodesh, the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Parshas Shkolim, the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos Chanukah, that's Rosh Chodesh. So maybe a thought that will bridge everything together as follows. The first Rashi in the Parsha Isha Ki says, yeah, this is a thought that I found in the Sefer Bar of Zevin, a beautiful Machshava, a Sefer called the Torah Ul Moadim, the Sefer of Machshava. Rashi comments in the very beginning of the Parsha, why does the Torah speak about the halachos first of Kashrus, of Behema Chai Va'oth, and after that discusses Inyanim of Tumah V'Taira of Adam, which is in our Parsha. So Rashi brings the Chazal, Kishem Sheyitziraso Shel Adam Achar Kol Behema Chai Va'Oth, just as in creation of Maaseh Bereishis, so the creation of Behema Chai Va'Oth preceded that of Adam. So it is with the halachos in the Torah. First we have the Torah of Behema Chai Va'Oth, and after that, of Adam. So Zevin says the following idea. When we talk about things coming first and things coming last, and that's what we're discussing, I guess, a little bit in Shir too, right? Who's first, who's last, who's Keach Rishon, Keach Sheni. So in general, in Machshava, what is seen as having priority? What is first or what is last? So in one respect, you say first is best. And think about now Parshas HaChodesh, think about Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, the first of the month, Rosh Hashanah, the first of the year. There's a chashivas to what's first. When you have aliyahs, you give coin, the first aliyah. So first is best. On the other hand, we find the concept called achron achron chaviv, that what comes last is best, right? Last is best. Everything before is sort of just setting the tone for what comes afterwards. Yom HaShabbos. It's after 6 days, Sheshes Yom Tavo, then you have Sof Masa Bachshava Tchila. The purpose of everything is Shabbos. Shabbos comes afterwards. So, what's the pshat? In what respect do we say that last is best? In what respect do we say that first is best? So he explains as follows. When we speak about a certain agenda, a certain purpose, a plan with goals, then what comes before is setting the tone for what comes afterwards. You plan something, and then the planning is necessary, it's a prerequisite, in order to get to the matara, to the purpose, to the agenda. So the days of the week, prepare for Shabbos, mishatarach be'erev Shabbos, yochel b'Shabbos. The goal is Shabbos, and the way to get to the goal is through through the steps that go, intermediate steps, till you get to that agenda. That's why you have, when a pri is formed, you have the klipa, the outside shell that comes first, and then the pre emerges afterwards. That's the end result. That's in one respect. In another sense, though, when you want to create a tikkun of sorts, when things are off, when you're faltering, when you're sort of getting off path, and you want to get reoriented, and you want to create an injection of reorienting yourself to go to fix whatever is off, then the concept of first is important. You want to put the year back on track, you want to put the chodesh back on track. Rishon hu lachem l'chad she'ashan ha'nisan of all the months has a certain first quality to it. It's mashpia what comes afterwards. So then the reishis is what's important. So now we talk about Adam, who was created at the end of creation. So that reality of Adam, who's created last, you can see it in two different ways, and it all depends on how much schusim a person has and what you do with who you are. On the one hand, being created last can be to the advantage of what it means to be achron achron chaviv, in the same way that Shabbos comes after Sheshes Yemei HaMaaseh. In that sense, so the fact that Adam is created at the end of creation means that it's all meant for you. Shvili Nivra HaOlam, the entire world was meant to mishamish Adam. The Hema Chai Va'Of that preceded Adam are for the sake of Adam, in order for a person to have, to be able to utilize for good purposes. And there are many Chazal to this extent, right? That the Hema Chai Va'Of were Nivru L'Shamesh Esa Adam, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And that's because Adam has qualities that animals don't have. Mosa Adam Nabehemoi Kakohavel is the other side of it. When a person doesn't use the seichel that differentiates them from Behemoth Chayva Of, then already there's a problem. And that's the other side of it. To the extent that a person doesn't elevate themselves and actualize the potential and do with your kochos what you could, then the fact that you're last takes on a different perspective. Then, as the Gemara says, we tell the person, Yitush Kadmach, even a mosquito was created before you. What's the lesson? The lesson is they have to mitaken you. They have to set you back on the right course. Then we have to take the perspective of being last as recognizing there's something that I have to look to that's going to set me straight again. And that's the other idea, that the ratios is first, and what's first is more important, and they have to give me perspective and be able to look at it and learn from it. Therefore, everything is correct. We have to be able to see ratios for what it is in the best of ways, to the extent that we have a ratios coming up of Rosh Chodesh. We have the ratios in the form of Rishon Hulachem Uchad Shehashana. There's a ratios of a ratios here. We have Chodesh Nisan, which is Rishon Hulachadashim. And the koach and the koach and the potential that lies in that is allowing us to be mischadish, just like the levana with Rosh Chodesh, just like the concept of chidush is such that, in so many ways, you know, we can use tikkunim. So we should take the rishis of Nisan and bring us to a certain focus in avodas Hashem. At the same time, we also recognize that we also have the maila sometimes of being last, to the extent that things are preparing for us, and we can actualize our potential in the best of ways, just like Shabbos is the Mekor HaBracha, after what comes before it, V'sheish Yisimei HaMaisa, that's the message of the Tzivasa Shel Adam, Achar, Be'Machai Va'Op, and Maisa Be'Shis. Good Shabbos, a good Chodesh.